Welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Taurus season and giving you an entire overview of all of the transits that are going to happen so you know what you're getting into up front. But in case you missed it, last week we had our highly anticipated Venus Returns episode. So if you want to know more about that, then definitely check out last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about the full moon in Scorpio and the end of Mercury retrograde.
So since the sun enters Taurus, Jupiter conjunct Uranus happens this week. Those transits we'll talk more about in depth now. But all of the other transits, such as the full moon in Scorpio, new moon in Aries, Mercury stationing direct in Aries, Mercury in Taurus, Venus in Taurus, Mars in Aries, and Pluto retrograde will all have their own episodes, but we'll still talk about it now so you know what you're getting into. So Taurus season begins when the sun enters Taurus on April 19th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. So how this affects you. When the sun enters Taurus, we begin to take on the qualities of Taurus energy. So there's going to be an emphasis on stability and practicality. Taurus is a very stable and secure earth sign. So when the sun enters Taurus, there is more of a focus on building and maintaining a solid foundation in our lives, particularly as it comes to our finances and our personal values.
Because Taurus is a fixed sign, it's known for being persistent when working towards your goals. So if you set goals for yourself during the New Year's or during Aries season or even through reflecting from the Mercury retrograde that's currently happening, any goals that you might have set or anything that you are working towards, Taurus season is a good time to continue to work towards those goals and to take practical actions in order to make them happen. Taurus energy is very steady, so things might not be happening as quickly as they did during Aries season. However, the more that you put the work in, take your time, and be thorough, the more you will see results from your actions.
So there are some key dates you're going to want to pay attention to. These are the aspects that the sun will make as it transits through Taurus. The first is going to be April 21st. The sun will square Pluto. This aspect can bring some challenges when it comes to authority. It's a time where some issues may come to the surface. However, it is an opportunity for you to work through those challenges that are arising. There might need to be some reflection involved, but since Pluto is a very transformative energy, you can assume that if you can work through it, then things will change.
And then on May 7th, the sun will be sextile Saturn. This aspect is bringing about a very responsible and stable energy. This is a good time to set realistic goals, make steady and consistent progress, and honor and uphold any commitments that you make. Because this is about being disciplined and taking your time, you will see the progress that you've made sometime in the future.
And then on May 13th, the sun will conjunct Uranus. The sun conjunct Uranus can bring a lot of insight, breakthroughs, realizations, or even some unexpected changes. It's definitely a day to be innovative and embrace your individuality. Any new ideas or unconventional approaches that come to your mind may be something that's worth exploring, as there could be an opportunity for growth and even freedom through exploring these new ideas.
And then on May 18th, the sun will be conjunct Jupiter. This aspect is going to bring a lot of positive energy and optimism. This is a good time to embrace any new opportunities that come your way, try something new, and have high expectations of yourself and others. This can encourage us to be more excited about things that are going on while at the same time being very grateful for the things that we have achieved and worked towards and the moments that we are enjoying right now.
And then lastly, on May 19th, the sun will sextile Neptune. This can enhance our intuition, creativity, and even our spiritual awareness. The sun sextile Neptune can encourage you to be very artistic, tap into your spiritual side, and lean into your compassionate and empathetic side as well in the conversations you're having or with the people you're interacting with. This aspect encourages us to trust our instincts and connect with our inner wisdom. Then the next thing that happens this week and in Taurus season is Jupiter conjunct Uranus on April 20th at 10:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know. Since Jupiter and Uranus are both outer planets, when they form this conjunction, it's going to be an impact that we feel on a societal level. Since Uranus is the unexpected and Jupiter is expansion, you can expect there to be a lot of sudden breakthroughs, changes in beliefs, or just sudden realizations happening in society that can actually lead to an opportunity for growth.
Something you should know is that this transit can come with unexpected events or challenges that ask you to look beyond your comfort zone and to explore new ideas. Uranus is known for being very innovative and creative, so you might need to think outside the box and embrace unconventional solutions.
So everything else that we're about to mention will have their own episodes in the weeks to come, but we will just briefly talk about what you can expect so you have an idea of what is to come. The next thing happening during Taurus season is going to be the full moon in Scorpio on April 23rd at 7:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. How this affects you, since this is a full moon, which is about our emotions can be running a little bit deep. Since Scorpio's very introspective energy, when the emotions are running deep, there's going to be a lot of soul searching and looking within that you might be doing.
At the time of the full moon, you can expect your feelings to be very intense. However, that can lead to new realizations or just getting to know yourself a little bit better. Because this is a full moon, this is a good time to release anything that comes up that no longer serves you. There also will be a square to Pluto, which is going to continue to intensify Scorpio's transformative energy.
Then the next thing that happens during Taurus season is Mercury stationing direct in Aries on April 25th at 8:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you should know, when Mercury stations direct and Mercury retrograde is over, our communication and mental clarity are back on track. And any progress that you've made in any plans or projects that ended up being stalled can now resume like normal.
Once the Mercury retrograde ends, there will be a post-shadow phase, which is a period of time where things are coming to a close and resolutions for the things that happened during the Mercury retrograde finally start happening.
The next thing that happens during Taurus season is Venus entering Taurus on April 29th at 7:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know, Venus deals with our relationships, and when Venus is in the sign of Taurus, we tend to really build solid foundations and get grounded in the relationships that we have in our lives.
How this affects you is it's going to be a good time to focus on self-care, nurturing yourself and others and your relationships. There will be various aspects happening with Venus squaring Pluto, conjuncting Jupiter, in addition to other aspects. So we will go into more detail about what all of those mean and how that makes this Venus in Taurus transit unique in a future episode.
And then the next thing that happens during Taurus season is Mars entering Aries on April 30th at 11:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Something you should know is that after Mars enters Aries, your energy levels might rise and you might feel more driven to take action or to start new things.
how this affects you is your physical energy is going to be increased because Aries is a very fiery and confident sign. You will notice that as you are doing things in your everyday life that you are embracing that independent and determined energy. There will be an aspect to the North Node, which is going to draw more attention to your path in life or the direction that you are headed. But again, we will explain more in a future episode.
And then on May 2nd at 1:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Pluto will station retrograde in Aquarius. How this affects you is there might be a desire to look within and heal, learn, and grow from certain challenges that you might have been facing. But since it's Pluto, which deals with our personal empowerment, you might be more prompted to look within to see what's limiting you from your personal growth.
This is a really important transit on a personal level because all of the reflecting and looking within can help you to reassess your goals and to make adjustments so that you can move forward into your next phase of life.
And then on May 7th at 11:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll have the new moon in Taurus. What you need to know about this is that the new moon serves as a new beginning. And since it's a new moon in Taurus, this is an opportunity for new beginnings as it pertains to stability, security, and even abundance.
What you can expect is to set your intentions on Taurus-related themes. You might set goals about your finances, your relationships, or self-care. This is also a good time to get outside and connect with nature. If you are someone who gardens, this is also the time of year when you start planting seeds.
And then lastly, we end Taurus season with Mercury entering Taurus on May 15th at 1:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know is that after Mercury enters Taurus, your communication might be a little bit more practical, more deliberate, and you might be a little bit more focused on tangible results in your life.
What you can expect is your thinking and communication to slow down so that you can carefully consider different options. While Mercury is in Taurus, your logical approach to different things is more likely to be very practical and more focused on how it will affect you long term.
That is it for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking more about the full moon in Scorpio, as well as what happens after Mercury retrograde ends. If you want to stick around, make sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening with the notifications turned on so you don't miss when we post next week's episode. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday.